We have got a couple of arts advocates, artists. We've got some folks here who see a crusty wall in Amarillo, Texas, and just want to cover it in paint, and I could not be more thrilled. We've got Kat Massey and Malcolm Byers live in the studio. They are with the Hoodoo Mural Festival. That's all caps, H-O-O-D-O-O, Mural Festival. And this is going to be a blast. I've been in many cities where there have been lots of murals. I cannot recall a mural festival. So I'm so thrilled to have you both in the studio. Thank you so much for coming by.
Hi.
Thank you.
We're glad to be here.
All right. Well, Hoodoo Mural Festival, first and foremost, why?
Hoodoo, just from travels, Andrew Hall and I are co-chairing this event this year. And through our travels and living in different cities, we've seen what it can do to a dreary wall, like you said. It brings people to the community. It makes it more vibrant. So we kind of joined forces and said, let's make this happen. There's a lot of great artists in Amarillo and all around the country. And we just kind of want to make it a destination for people who are following certain artists that have done Wynwood or Crush Walls. We want them to come to Amarillo. So just another tourist attraction for those people. And it's just really cool. I mean, you want to drive around. And I moved from Dallas, and going to Deep Ellum, which Malcolm has painted in Deep Ellum before, you just see.
It's the only place in Dallas I've actually been
to. Right. Right. It's a pretty cool part of Dallas. And the selfies that happen there are nuts. So if we can at least just have a few people hop off I-40 and come to downtown, have something to eat, take a selfie with one of our murals, that would be amazing. And then just enrich the beauty of Center City, because we are housed under Center City and the Cultural District 501c3. So we just want to add a fun, funky vibe to our downtown.
Yeah.
So.
Shout out to Beth Duke.
Yeah.
Always making this place more beautiful.
Always. Yeah. Love it.
And we also have no shortage, Malcolm, of really gigantic, you know, old brick walls. And
yeah,
I can imagine
every
time you see one, you probably just want to like, hey, I know what I'm going to put on that.
Absolutely. Especially after, you know, starting this festival, I'm driving downtown. And I'm like, that wall.
But then you have to find out who has that wall, who owns that wall. Tell us a little bit about the process of selecting the walls and getting clearance and a green light to go ahead and paste them with, you know, images.
Well, we'll get walls donated to us. And, you know, sometimes we'll see a wall and get in contact with the owner. And, you know, we're always looking for wall donations and opportunities. So, you know, we've been fortunate enough to get a handful of walls to work with. And, you know, like you said, there's just so many in Amarillo. So, you know, hopefully we can really make a mark on these walls.
Literally, figuratively.
That's right.
And psychosomatically. What makes this a good wall? Is it the visibility? Is it how flat it is? Is it the historical significance of the building?
Yeah, I like the, you know, like a flat wall is nice, and visibility, you know, public art plays a huge role in, you know, society. Like everybody sees it and you get a lot of attention on that wall, and, you know, it's a lot of exposure and a lot of people are seeing that, and, you know, it could inspire people, and that's just a really cool thing. I've always been really like fascinated by that.
When I first moved here, we were driving in on 40, and I remember we cut, you know, going south toward toward Canyon, and we're just looking around like, what is this place? This is so, it didn't look like any place we'd ever been. And I remember looking over and seeing a huge Jesse Pinkman off the right side. And I did not know who did that. Did you do that?
No, I didn't do that.
But it was so perfect.
Yeah.
It freaked me out. I was like, there are obviously geniuses here, because there is a photographic likeness on the side of a house of Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad. And we just like were seriously like arrested in our tracks. And then everything beyond that is, you know, so how is it in Amarillo? And I go, it is not anything you would expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is some really fascinating, dedicated artists, not to mention the arts communities at Amarillo College at West
For
Texas.
Sure.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about some of the other mural projects, you know, that have been going on around here. Are you partnering with anybody?
We definitely have submissions from other artist groups. So, and we're in the works with WT students, AC students, the Art Institute. We kind of want to bring everyone together in one big hoorah of this is what we can do, and let's all make it happen together.
Absolutely.
So we're in the works with a lot of the different mural groups around town.
Yeah. And also kind of want to make it our own, you know, this whole project, you know, it's just really important that artists have, you know, creative freedom. Mm-hmm. We're all getting together, you know, like Kat said. And, you know, I think it's just really important that, you know, we work together and make these things happen, because it's really easy to, you know, you just need a few people getting together with these ideas and just move forward on it. And it's just a really cool process.
Yeah.
And the timeline for this, is this happening really soon? When is this happening?
Oh, it's happening pretty quick.
Right around the corner.
It's right around the corner. We hope for our artists, once selected, we do have a committee for that, and we've got some great submissions from all over the country and locally. So once selected, they're going to work with the wall owner, kind of get the things firmed up, and maybe they'll start painting mid-September. But the festival and unveiling and celebration of all the artwork is September 21st. It's from 4:11 to 7:26. That's the address of the festival and sundown. And then we'll continue after that with a party at Crush. So we want it to be a day of celebrating the arts in Amarillo, the artists that have painted, and just what we can do moving forward. We want to make this maybe a live festival, who knows, where we're painting something, you know, before the next festival. We're just in the works, like kickoff year, so lots to learn and lots to do.
It's been busy, but it's really fun because we can do what we want, you know. So, you know, we'll meet and have all these really cool ideas, and it's just been a blast working with everybody to you know, think of what to do. It's just, you know, like I said, we can do anything we want, and that's really cool.
Yeah. Well, partnering with the historical downtown, you know, district and Center City, that's definitely, they're very, very supportive of the arts here.
Great.
Absolutely. And we're thankful that they're housing us this year with such a crazy fast idea. They're like, let's do it. So
that's great. Yeah. Folks, this is the festival party for the Hoodoo Mural Festival. Is going to be September 21st. Is that a Friday?
Saturday.
It's a Saturday. Yeah. Thank you. September 21st, 4 p.m., 411 South Fillmore. I'll have all of this information up on the website. If folks wanted to get involved, if we have any artists out there, even people who just want to, like, you know, you could tell them, fill in, this is a giant circle, even if they're not super, you know, skilled at being able to shade a face. Mm-hmm. Some like
skill.
Yeah, we would, I mean, definitely want to get everybody involved as much as we can. So you can go to hoodoomural.com, and there's an artist application, and you can apply there and submit your work. Unfortunately for this festival, our submissions have ended, but I mean, we're taking submissions. We hope this is an annual project. You know, so we're always open to submissions, and, you know, if there's any other work, you know, that can be done, we have a file of, you know, everybody who wants to get involved, and we can pull from that however way we can.
And as far as anybody who wants to, you know, donate or donate paint, donate materials, donate money to keep it happening, donate a wall, same address?
Yeah, it's all kind of found at Hoodoo Mural.
Hoodoo Mural. .com, and then the email is hoodoo hoodoo mural at gmail.com, and we're on all forms of social media.
Yes.
Facebook, Instagram at hoodoo mural. So you can contact us there. We get messages on Facebook, and that's how people are reaching out. Hey, I've got this great wall. We take a look at it, see what we can work out. And through, if they're going to donate funds to help get the artist here, or if they just want to donate the wall, that's kind of up to the wall owner. We appreciate anyone who wants to donate a wall and funds, for sure. But this is all privately funded. We're not for profit. So we want to pay the artists what they're worth. We want to help take care of their travel, their paint, everything, and just give them their check at the end. And then a beautify downtown at
absolutely
the same time. So we are our own little entity in that. So
well, it's pretty great to be able to, you know, call the shots, especially when you're talking about, like, what do I want to paint?
Yeah,
these folks are giving you the walls. As far as, like, submissions for artwork, you've got a committee, you look at it. Mm-hmm. Is there some kind of overarching theme for the mural, or is it absolute chaos?
No, you know, like I said,
we've
artists have, you know, creative freedom, and we want, you know, the more various styles, the better. I mean, really, our only rule is just nothing, you know, blatantly offensive and, you know, along those lines, you know, because it is public art, and, you know, you want to paint something that even grandma will like.
Yes. Sod poodles.
Yeah, go sod poodle.
Go sod poodle.
Do love them.
I went to my first sod poodles game last night. It's great.
Excellent. I haven't been yet. I accidentally killed a sod poodle in Lubbock, Texas.
No.
It was
no.
an accident. It's one
Is
of the two things I've
accidentally.
I mean, it was, I'm still upset about it, obviously. I'm talking
sad.
About it. Well, this is so cool. I'm so excited to hear about this this festival happening. I really hope it's a success. I hope you guys get a lot of support. Yeah. The fact that you've already got your submissions full for this round, that's pretty sweet.
And walls for next year. So we're rolling. The buzz has been great. We're thankful for the Panhandle.
Absolutely.
I mean, we hit the ground running and people said, yes, what can I do? And so that's been the best part about it is the community support, and we are 100% hands down thankful for that. And Andrew, who's not here, Sadie's not here, he donated the first wall. This was kind of his thing, like, let's make this happen, and we all jumped on board. So we're thankful that we have a place to hub it this year with his wall at 411 South Fillmore. So
it's been a great it was originally all the murals were going to go on that Fillmore wall. And then we kept talking and talking, and then
And then you decided to fill more.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so we have walls all over town. And
we got walls for days, man.
I know.
There's so many walls.
Malcolm said that earlier. You drive by and you're like, oh,
we
go there. And oh, that can go there.
Yeah.
So it's
every
been,
wall
it's
is great.
It's an
Just
awesome vision.
No bad walls.
Turn the entire town inside out.
That's
well, this
right.
is so cool. Folks, we hope that if we have any artists out there or anyone that wants to get involved and hang out with artists, which is always a good time, go to hoodoomural.com. You can check out what's going on, get in touch with the organizers, and hoodoomural@gmail.com is the way to get in touch. The festival party again is Saturday, September 21st. 4 p.m. at 411 South Fillmore. It's going to be a blast. It sounds like you're going to have food trucks, DJs, craft vendors, lots of artists, and you can just mingle and have a great time. And that's going to be after party at Crush, too. So come on.
Yeah.
You're going to crush it.
Going to crush it.
You're going to crush it.
Yeah.
Malcolm and Kat, thank you so much for all that you're doing. Thanks so much to Center City for supporting this. And everyone out there, get involved. Donate. You know, if you've got a wall, if you've got paint, if you've got a little bit of funds, you can never pay these artists what they're worth. It's just not possible. The amount of work that goes in, you're already going down to, like, Applebee's waitress wages. It's hard work, too.
Right. It is.
We want to get close to... We want our artists well compensated.
We do, because we're just thankful that they want to come and
absolutely.
Tamarillo.
Yeah.
But there
it's
is nothing.
Cool
it's been, Malcolm's been a huge help on figuring all that out and making sure we get everybody what they're going for.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much. And I will put all of the links and all of the ways to get in touch with these two up on hppr.org after the program. And I think I got a song for you. I'm going to play some Paint the Town for you.
Thank you so
much. Because that's what you're doing. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Love it.
Cool. Just making sure. All right, folks, this is High Plains Public Radio. And here's Rebecca Pulley, Paint the Town on High Plains Morning.